Thank you, Lord. I know we're a little bit before our start time, but let's just sing together that chorus. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. I know that's why you're here. And so let's just draw near right from the beginning and enter into his presence with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good.
We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. Concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself. Concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself. Concentrate on stand complete in him and worship him. He is all my righteousness. I stand complete in him and worship him. He is all my righteousness. I stand complete in Christ our Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify his name and worship him. Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. Majesty Supreme, who gave His Son for men to die, that He might men redeem. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Number 45, 45.
Blessed be the name, Jesus is the same. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
45, verse 2.
His name above all names shall stand, exalted more and more. At God the Father's own right hand, where angel hosts adore. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Is the same. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Redeemer, Savior, friend of man, once ruined by the fall, Thou hast devised salvation's plan, for Thou hast died for. Is the same. Blessed be the name of the Lord. His name shall be the Counselor, the Mighty Prince of Peace. Of all earth's kingdoms, Conqueror, whose name shall never cease. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, Jesus is the same. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, we praise You, Lord. Hallelujah. Thanks, Lord. Oh, we bless Your name, Jesus. You are worthy, dear Lord. You are worthy. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Praise God. Brother Tom, would you pray with us as we begin this morning?
To receive of Your fullness.
Yes, Lord.
Grace for grace. Thank You that You've come O Lord, to give us life more abundantly. And we pray each and every one of us, from the least even into the greatest.
Yes,
Lord. Oh God, shall all experience you in a new and greater way, because you said we all can know you. Yes, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Before we sing another hymn, I thought it would be right if we prayed for our churches back home. It's so nice to be together with all of you, but my heart is back home as well. And I want to just lift up our churches and believe that God will work. Today, a day of His working in every place, a day of His moving by His Spirit, and drawing hearts. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Maybe someone else would lead out in prayer for our churches back home. Come. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, move. Lord, we need your working. Jesus, by your Spirit, Lord. Come.
Heavenly Father, thank you that you have a will for your children. God, you're mindful of us, as the scriptures say. And who are we for you to be mindful of us, God? But it is pleasing to you to love us. It's pleasing to you that we love you in return. And Father, I just thank you that when you put your mind to something, you accomplish.
Yes, yes, Lord.
When you put your mind to something, whether it's a work of healing, something as small as one man's life affected, or something as great as you bearing the whole wrath on the cross, you put your mind to something and you do it.
Yes.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you.
God, I know that you want to accomplish something in the churches.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I just pray that we here and all over this world, Lord, that we would have open hearts.
Yes, Lord.
To receive from you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you so much that your word is still alive today.
Yes.
And that Jesus is the same.
Yes, Lord.
God, your good news never gets old. It is always news. And whether it's somebody getting saved in the churches back home, or it's just a renewal of our minds, we just thank you that you still have a foundation for us. You still have growth that we can step into.
Yes, Lord.
That there is more that you can do today for us that we can even imagine.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
So we just pray that your will would be done, that you would bring comfort.
Yes, Lord.
Where we need comforted, that you would bring peace where there is anxiety, and that you would bring your will in its fullness, that you would be glorified through your children, through your pastors.
Yes, Lord.
Through the congregation.
Yes, Lord.
We pray this with peace in our hearts and with hope and joy.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Accomplish your will this day. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Father, we pray that you relight the fire. Put more wood on the fire.
Yes, Lord.
For churches and the people who, the fires are going down.
Yes, Lord, revive, revive, my God.
Put more wood on the fire.
Oh, God.
Put more kindling on the fire.
Yes, Lord.
Let the fire burn. Right.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, let's take our hymn books and we'll sing number 23. It's so nice to see all of you this morning. I welcome those of you who are joining us for today. We're expecting God to work. Amen. Let's stand as we sing. Brother Jeff, would you come?
Jesus was me my pot, the tears my cry. Alleluia, what a Savior. Alleluia, what a friend. Saving, helping, keeping, loving,
sing that as well. It's number 18 in your hymnals. You can stay standing if you like. You can take your seats if you like. I'll remain standing. You feel free to do what you like. 18. Continue on. We'd like to take the offering at this time as we are standing and singing. This offering, as was announced last night, is the only offering taken, the Sunday morning offering, the only offering taken during the week. And the offering goes directly to the Children's Fund to help children be able to come to camp. So we would like to have maybe the instruments will play a verse for us as the ushers get ready and you get yourselves ready to give. The instruments play a verse for us. We'll join on the chorus and then we'll go into verse 2.
I don't think we can praise him enough. And I trust you have learned to praise him. Praise the Lord. Can you say that with me? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Someone has said that's the best thing you can say. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you might say, you know, they encourage that at camp. Well, yes, we do. Yes, we do. And we want to enter, as I said, into his gates with thanksgiving. I trust you've come with that desire to praise him. You know, heaven is filled with his praises. And so you ought to learn to do it now. Because throughout all eternity, we'll be singing the praises of the one who brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And so how thankful we are that we can come this morning and gather together, and our young people as well, learn to praise the Lord. Don't worry about the person next to you. Don't worry whether you have a good voice or not. I don't know what that really means, right? But we just praise Him. We open our mouths, and He fills our hearts and our mouths with His praises. And the other way that we like to praise the Lord is in testimony and giving of thanks. And so this morning I know that Brother Paul has something he'd like to share. And so let's just continue to give the Lord the glory that is due His name. Amen.
In the early 90s, we had a mini crisis at camp. Our caretakers at the time were Sister Greetley and Sister Inez. Some of you recall those years. They were in their at least 80s, I believe. And it was at that time, before our brother Tom came on the scene with Mary, his wife, which was a real answer to prayer. And I would first like to thank the Lord for Tom. Where'd he go? He's counting the offering, I guess. I wish he were here to hear the appreciation I'm expressing. He's an amazing man. For someone like myself who's technically challenged, I find him amazing that he can do practically anything. I'm proud of myself when I can jiggle the toilet handle to stop the water from running. But I thank God for Tom. And as you know, we had a pump problem recently, a couple days ago, and he was able to get that pump and fix it. And that's just one of the many things he does around here. I'm constantly amazed at his talents. But at that time, we were in a bind. As I said, Sister Greetley and Sister Inez were here to help us. We're on the grounds. But we had the help of two local brothers, and one of them is here today, Dan Smith, with his wife Beth. And I wanted to take this opportunity to say we don't forget, Dan, the great help you were to us at that time, and you were a godsend with his brother Andy. Andy will be with us on Tuesday. He couldn't make it today. He's a missionary, he and his wife are missionaries to China. But I just wanted to express my thanks to you, Dan, again, to the Lord for your services. And as I said, we don't forget that, and we thank God for that. And we don't, is Tom back? No. Oh, yeah. I'm thanking the Lord for you, Tom. God is good. God has watched over this camp and has been so faithful to provide people like Tom and department heads. Again, this summer, the Lord has provided department heads that are just invaluable. They just take up the load and through the help and strength of God. And so I want to express my appreciation for that this morning. And I know that God will reward them. We can't, as Sister Inez said, the pay at camp is out of this world. And so we thank you, Dan. God bless you and your family. And Tom, God bless you and your family.
Amen. Well, I thank God for Brother Paul. And his talents are amazing. So don't let him surprise you when he says he's technically challenged. God has placed different ones at this camp. Only something he could do. No one could plan it. God himself did it. And so we're so thankful for his faithfulness to us and to this place. You know, we enjoy the blessing of God. And sometimes we don't realize all the work, the hard work, the long hours that go into making a place like camp run smoothly. And we give all the praise and glory to God for his help, his wisdom, and his direction. Hallelujah. Let's sing together the mercies of God. What a theme for my song. And I would be happy if there were others that had a testimony, a brief, short testimony maybe, But if someone has a word that they'd like to share, let's just be free in God's presence to do that. I'll pause after the second verse and see if there are any testimonies, all right? Number 35, did I say that? Is it 35? I think it is, yeah. Number 35 in the camp book. Testimony, come.
I'd like to say something.
Yes, Brother Dan.
It really wasn't a hardship to work here at camp because I was so in love with God that it flowed out of me, and it was all God. I mean, I was relatively inexperienced in most of the things I had to work on and had to find out by working on it, and it was God that made it possible, and glad for the relationships that I had during those times. Had in my heart something to share. I always come to camp ready to share. Just a little bit of bread that God fed me today. It's part of a long process.
Brother Dan, come here. It's just for the benefit of those in the back. If you speak into the mic, it just helps.
Okay.
Great.
Is that good?
That's wonderful.
I have a loud voice, so... it's part of a learning process that I've been in, and part of shaping and growing. I remember as a kid growing up, and part of the learning was the heroes of the Bible, and how wonderful they were, and how all the great things that they had as qualities, and I tried to emulate a lot of that, some of that was good, but I had in me that was what becoming a Christian was being successful at being a Christian. And as I became older, as I went through life experiences and had faults, failures, shortcomings, all those things become evident in my life. When I started reading the Bible again and seeing these heroes, I realized the Bible is showing us ordinary people with, again, false failures, shortcomings. And I understood a lot better what was being said when I saw that and saw how God was working in their lives and in the lives of the people around them. And it started being more meaningful to me and more fruitful for me to realize that really it's about God's work in our lives more than about how these people were perfect. So I just thought I'd share that.
Praise God. Anyone else? Thank you, Lord. Well, let's sing verse 3.
His angels of mercy encompass me round, wheresoever my pathway may lead. Each turn of the road, some new token reveals. Oh, for me life is blessed indeed. For mercy so great, what return? Yes, Lord. Lord, we give ourselves fresh to you today. Lord, we give ourselves. Jesus, we're yours. Oh, Jesus, to love you and to serve you, dear Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I know, Brother Bob, you have a testimony, don't you, for us? Brother Bob, it's so good to see you and your dear wife.
Don't have anything on my heart.
Getting a little older, right?
Getting a little rickety these days. But anyway, it's to me, what a blessing to be here. We came in before the meeting started. There was only a couple people here. But the Holy Spirit was here in such a marvelous way. And He is now. And I'm just so thankful to the Lord for the glory of His presence that has never left this place since we've been coming here. And I'm just so grateful to Him for His faithfulness. Yes. He knows our hearts, He knows what we need and what we desire from Him, and He is here.
Amen.
To fill everything that we have, every desire that we have in accordance with His will. He is here.
Amen.
So enjoy your time at camp as I am, and just take from here all that the Lord has for us.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. For all the Lord has done for me, I never will cease to praise Him. For all His grace so rich and free, I never will cease to praise Him. I never will cease to praise Him. My Savior, my Savior, I never will cease to praise Him, for He's done so much for me. Hallelujah. Well, let's sing Holiness Unto the Lord yet, because how could we not? It's in the white book, 44. Thank you. Number 44. I'll ask you to stand again as we sing.
Unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing it, shout it, love and long. Holiness unto the Lord ever.
Now before we sing that last verse, I can also remember as growing up here at camp and being a camper and being on staff, that we were asked to memorize this. Is asked the right word? I think it's the right word. We were required to memorize this song. Now, I like it in the white book because there's only four verses. So, but in the original, there's five. And the verse that's left out is, let me just read it to you. It's called Unto Holiness. Glorious thought, up from its wilderness, wanderings brought. Out from the shadows and darkness of night, into the Canaan of perfect delight. And I know there's some imagery there, and I understand why we sing four verses in the white book. But the thought is that God has done something wonderful for us. He has brought us out of darkness. He has brought us from our wanderings and going astray. He's brought us to Himself. That's what the Canaan of perfect delight speaks of. He's brought you into a relationship with His Son. Is there anything better than that? I didn't hear you. No! And so we can be excited. We can be happy. We can be joyful. Why? Because He has called us out of the world, but he's called us to himself. And let's not forget that holiness is not just about what we can't do. And you have to, can't do this, you can't do that, you have to do this. No, it's a call to come to Jesus. That's what holiness is. He is a holy God. The only way we can approach him is if we too say, Lord, make me holy as thou art holy. Make me pure as thou art pure. And so he calls us to himself. And as we sing, don't ever forget that. Young people, don't ever forget that. You sing holiness unto the Lord. It means Jesus is calling me. He calls us to have fellowship with himself. Praise God. Hallelujah. So all smiles all over the room. Come on. Come on, we're going to sing that last verse now. We're waiting for his soon return. Can it get better? Yes, it can. But here and now we have a foretaste of heaven. Praise God, you are in the vestibule of heaven. And God is revealing himself to you, to your heart. All right, verse 4.
Called unto holiness, bride of the Lamb, waiting the bridegroom's returning again. Unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing and shout in love and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. You may be seated. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing and shout and love. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever.
Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Praise God. Now, one of the things that happens on Sunday morning at camp is that there is an exodus from the meeting. And so that exodus will happen, all right? But we're just going to keep on going. And we're thankful for those that serve us in the palace. Aren't you thankful for them?
Yes,
yes we are. And so when they leave, they'll leave quietly and just just try to pay attention, all right? Because I'll probably watch all your eyes go this way, and I'll go that way with you. But